something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4 Bolahon Adeyike Street, off Quarry Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. or Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintain a Joyful Heart.
Hallelujah.
There's a simplicity in Christ. God's not complicated. There's a simplicity in Christ. That's what I'm looking at. Hallelujah. Okay, think about this. What about when you go through some ill treatments? Have you been treated badly? Have you ever been treated badly? You can be treated badly at home, in a neighborhood. Okay, let's look at a couple of scriptures here. James chapter 5, I will read to you from verse 13. Have you noticed what it says? Glory to God. He says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? He should pray. I like that. He didn't say he should talk back. He should get bitter. He should complain. He said he should pray. God is aware that you could be ill-treated. So he says, is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, suffering evil? That means being treated wrongly. He says, he should pray. He says, pray. That's how you respond. He says, pray. You want to live God's word, right? God said, if you're mistreated, ill-treated, badly treated, he says, pray. Yeah, that's what he says. Pray. Then go to Psalm 37 and look at verse 4. Are you there? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. It's very beautiful here. He says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. There are secret petitions, those things that your heart craves for. And you're talking to God, and you can't talk to nobody about them. God hears. He says, he'll grant you your desires and the secret petitions of your heart. What did he tell you to do? What's your own part? Delight yourself. Delight yourself in the Lord. Get happy about, listen, I tell you something, get happy about what you do. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your work. Get happy about your assignments. Get happy about when you're going to work. The trip to work, get happy about it. Somebody says, I don't look forward to going to work. You are really suffering. You might think that your problem is the experiences, the bad experiences you have at work. No, you are the cause of the bad experiences. You say, how could I be the cause of the bad experiences? I've tried my best. It's the way they react to me. It's what they've done to me. No, have you ever thought of the fact that it is possible to attract the worst part of other people? Have you ever thought about it? You know, you can evoke the worst of someone's character towards you. Those same people who are bad to you can be so nice to others. Do you think because they love those people more than you? No. There's something about you that's attracting this whip that's coming to you all the time. Change your attitude. You'd be amazed at what happened. Just change your attitude. I know you say, can I just change like that? You mean I've been looking so sad and so unhappy. Then tomorrow morning I just come to work. I just be happy. I can't do that. Okay, don't do it. If you can change that quickly, results will come that quickly. But if you say, I'm going to do it gradually, it won't work. It won't work. Why? Because we don't like it when people seem to be playing sneaky on us. Imagine all the time when you see me, you go, morning, sir. Every day, morning, sir. You don't even look at me. Morning, sir. Then on this day, you just go, good morning, sir. I think something wrong with you. How do you start that? Start by showing you found something, you've changed. So I'm so sorry for the way I've been treating you. I've learned something and I chose to change. See, what have you done? You've brought a closure to your past. You see, if you don't bring a closure to it, you look like there's something wrong with you. So you can't just metamorphose into that. So because you can't just metamorphose into it, you would want to do it sneakily, you know, stealthily. That's not going to work. It won't work. Bring a closure to it. That's what forgiveness can do for you. You know, we can forgive and we can also receive forgiveness, you know. Sometimes we are the problem and we want to receive forgiveness. So we say, please forgive me. I've acted badly. I've acted foolishly. Forgive me. Sometimes there are people who are too proud to ask for forgiveness. They think they're stooping down to ask for forgiveness. Oh no, you're asking for something that's going to help you. It'll bring a closure to your past and give you a springboard for your future. So get smart about forgiveness, giving it and receiving it. You can make a quick change. He says, if you're ill-treated, he says, pray. Now he tells you, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart and the secret petitions of your heart. The secret petitions of your heart. Oh, how God wants to help every one of us. How God wants to give us a miracle life every day. How God wants to lead us from glory to glory. How he wants to do it all the time. All the time. Nothing is too good for you. And it's never too much for only you. It's never too much. And I tell people, I'm so blessed. I can't understand it beyond what I've said. I'm so, so blessed. You know, how do you explain it? How can someone be so blessed? My goodness. I told you once, I thought I was just so blessed that I started wondering, how can somebody be just so blessed like that? You know? And God had to talk to me, to show me that, who are those that you know are in heaven? I mentioned their names. Those that the Bible shows us are in heaven. He said, what were they like? I said, they were blessed. They were rich. They were powerful. They were God's friends. How was Abraham? How was David? How was Moses? These guys were great. We know they're in heaven. Even Lazarus that went to heaven had to be in Abraham's bosom because Lazarus was poor. God made this world. And you know, the world is full of the goodness of God. That's what the Bible says. He says the earth is full of his goodness. The earth reveals, the universe reveals his goodness. If that's true, then God doesn't like poverty. God doesn't like frustration. God likes people happy and prosperous and sound and cheerful and laughing. God laughs. That's what the Bible says about him. He laughs. There's some of you, you haven't laughed for a long time. You haven't laughed. You find it difficult to laugh. You say there's nothing to laugh about. You don't even remember how to laugh. You get embarrassed if you caught yourself laughing. Yeah. You think you're not serious because you're laughing. No, learn to laugh. I only tell ladies, don't laugh like an old man, you know. I tell ladies, laugh with style. The lady doesn't laugh. That's not ladylike. Laugh with style. There's a way a lady laughs. I don't mean like this. No, don't cover your mouth. Laugh out, but not like a man. No, laugh well. Laugh with style. Yeah. Learn to laugh. Sometimes when things seem to get tough, pull back and laugh. And don't say stupid things like, I'm just laughing at them. You're going back into that frustration. You're manifesting frustration. I'm just laughing at them. Don't go that way at all. Laugh because you're a child of God.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled, Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765, or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Southwest Zone 3, Plot 4, Gbolahan Adeyinka Street, off Kweri Road, Abeokuta, Ogun State. Worship with us on Sundays 8 a.m. and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share a testimony, please call 081-66-248103 or 081-64-445765 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. God bless you.
This message is titled, Maintain a Joyful Heart. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovevaultradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovevault360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.